Those are the lions. They're most active in the morning and at night. You know, it's not an aggressive thing. It's just, hey, good morning, I'm here.
Roaring that rattles the fences and vibrates your toes is the norm at NSYNC Exotics Wildlife Rescue and Education Center. The Collin County Sanctuary is far off the beaten path, home to everything from 600-pound white lions to a one-eyed lynx named Trooper. Trooper and his pals spend their time in large, shaded enclosures. They lounge on raised platforms woven out of fire hoses, bat plastic barrels around during playtime, and when the sun gets too hot, cool off in a paw-shaped pool. Staff members love their daily Big Cat soundtrack, but as she shows me around the sanctuary, Lisa Williams says it's the quiet hovering over certain spots that's really jarring.
Before the distemper outbreak, we had 61 cats. 32 of those are grouped as what's called big cats, and that means lions, tigers, and leopards. Of those 32 cats, 22 got sick with the distemper. Of those 22, we've lost 4.
It started with Apollo, a striking male tiger who died July 7th. Williams said he was his happy, affectionate self the night before, but things went downhill fast.
About 1 o'clock in the morning, he had a seizure. It was the first seizure he had had, and it was a doozy. And what was going on inside his body was so bad that it twisted his intestines up. It twisted his insides up. So they had to do emergency surgery and untwist them, and then they brought him back home, and we thought the surgery was going to be successful, but just about 10 minutes later, he stopped breathing.
Lioness Layla died a few days later, followed by 2 more tigers, Abrams and Harley. 18 animals are still sick, some of them critically, and because canine distemper is a virus, all staffers and volunteers can do is help the cats ride it out.
We're doing supportive care. The sick ones are on antibiotics to ward off any secondary infections. And then they're on a ton of vitamins and supplements and minerals, things like that.
Williams says the virus was most likely brought into the sanctuary by raccoons that run across the top of enclosures. Volunteers take turns spending the night to keep constant watch over the sickest cats and try to get them to take their pills.
We love these guys so much. And it's heartbreaking to watch them go through this. And there's just not a lot we can do about it. I mean, we can do what we can do, and we are doing it. But, you know, you can sort of overpower a toddler that doesn't want to take their medicine. Or you can reason with a teenager. You can neither overpower nor reason with a tiger. You don't get a tiger to do what a tiger doesn't want to do.
But the people who love these animals say they won't give up. They'll raise money for medicine, hide pills and exotic meat, and sleep next to big cat cages every night if they have to. Courtney Collins for KERA News.